95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's Wednesday, right?
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. I have lots of stuff on my docket. I don't know about you.
I'm overwhelmed with stuff.
Maybe many exciting things.
I'm drowning in ideas.
Yeah, generic stuff and random calls and, oh, look at the day, too. What a beautiful day.
Unless yeah, it's Wednesday.
If it's raining, I don't know. We're certainly here.
Correct.
This is not some sort of worst of, best of situation.
Right. We don't want you to think that.
No!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We boomin', we viral. We're running it up.
What? What are you saying? Oh, dude, right, Justin.
We are here with Justin Credible from Power 106.
Which is just on the other side of the building, so you get to face the other part of Burbank. Is it lovelier, or is it about the same?
I think this view is nicer.
Nice.
You know why? You know why? We viral.
Yo, you got viral. The show is viral.
Wow, well done.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I get a point.
I am impressed.
It's a 10.
Wow, really? Yeah. I was thinking about a 3.
Ooh,
but I know, that was harsh. Yeah,
welcome to Slanguage. Justin is going to teach us how to talk more cool.
It's good to be here, man. I'm going to try.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a tough gig, I know.
You know, we've got some words here that could hip up some of the conversations.
All right.
And could put you in a better situation every now and then.
That could come in handy.
All right. What's your first one?
Let's start with dime piece. Are you familiar with, you know,
dime bag? Yeah, no, very much so.
Dime bag, different conversation.
Oh, okay.
I know dime piece referring to women.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're there. Yeah, it's a 10. You know, shorty's a 10. Shorty's a 10.
Okay.
That's how we would describe.
Do they have to be short?
No. No, they don't.
So they could be tall, and I would say shorty's a 10.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? So yeah, if I go out at night and I report back to the homies on how my night was.
Right.
It's like, hey, I met a fly 10 piece, a dime.
Okay.
You know, so I think that would come in handy. That's something we should add to Slanguage.
A
10
piece or a dime?
We're going dime piece.
Dime piece.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shorty's a 10. You know, maybe if they look at you a little crazy, then you just drop that on a double. Like
then it's like 9 cents? No, I think I'm off on that one.
No, I don't know.
Okay, what if she steals your dime bag and then?
Oh, you know,
you're
that
not
could
helping.
Be fun,
no,
though.
Okay,
that
oh, sorry.
Could be fun,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
okay.
A good point.
Yeah, you would smoke it
you
all
know,
up.
Sometimes she might be an 8, but if she if she's smoking hot,
right,
might make
there
her.
There you
a
go.
All right, another one is, you know, a lot of things. Especially online, you can't believe everything you read or see social media.
Is that right? It's on social media. It's true. That's what I've heard.
That's how I understood it.
So, what you want to tell people if you don't believe the story is you want to call it cap. That is cap.
Cap.
In hip hop, a lot of people are capping.
C-A-P.
Okay. A lot of people are capping in hip hop.
And what does that mean?
Well, they might rent a car and act like it's really their car to impress a large crowd. That would be considered capping.
Oh, okay.
Or
wait, so explain it to me.
Capping is
I don't even understand that one.
You want the derivative.
Dime piece makes sense.
Right. I started there because I wanted to ease in. This one here, it takes a little finesse. Yeah, no, like if you hear a story that you don't believe, I don't know, it could be a family member. Maybe
so
a
I'm
kid.
Calling it out as yeah, I don't believe
exactly.
What you're saying. Okay.
That's cap. That's cap.
Is it capping?
Capping is the...
Am I capping?
If it's coming from you, you could be capping. You would be capping. Not to be confused with gunfire. That's a different capping.
That's the first thing I thought. I was
that's a different capping.
Okay.
This is just like, you know, some people bend the truth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say, kind of... They take it to another level. It's extreme.
Okay.
That could be considered cap if they're not 100% honest, which is also known as keeping it a buck, which I think we covered last
Keeping it a buck
language.
Is 100. Yeah, I get
and
that.
We could recap it.
But if they're
segment.
Not keeping it 100,
it's capping.
It's capping.
Capping. Look,
all right.
Kev, you're on, man.
I'm on.
Let's go.
Let's
we
go.
Bam.
It's a great segment. It's a great day of Slanguage.
Nice.
My job's done here, fellas.
Justin. Bloody hell, I love that cover.
Yeah, that's damn good.
That is so good. Apocalyptica, sadly, kind of disappointing, but I think they're playing it safe. I've decided to cancel their tour they were going to do this year.
Until next year.
Yep, they have announced about a few days ago that April 16th is when they're going to be here in Los Angeles, April 16th, 2022, and tickets are going on sale this coming Friday. Tickets for this year, they'll still be good for Apocalyptica, that's White Room.
Ahead of his highly anticipated meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Joe Biden agreed Sunday that U.S.-Russian relations are at an all-time low.
Wow, really? All-time low?
Yeah, it says, I'm sorry, it says at a low point.
Oh, okay.
So maybe not all-time.
Yeah, I mean, the Cold War and all that stuff going on. World War II.
They're talking about, you know, the military. Yeah. They're talking about cybercrime specifically.
Right.
And I saw Putin interviewed, I forget, NBC, I think, interviewed mm-hmm. him. And they said, hey, what about all this cybercrime that's going on that's, you know, based in Russia?
You're basically ordering to have happen.
Yes. And he said, you know, Americans have that ability, too. And what if they, you know, hack us? That was his answer.
Wow. That's it, huh?
Yes. What the hell?
You guys are doing it, too, man.
Right.
So it's okay.
You guys started it. Yeah.
Billy started it. He pushed me in the hall.
We actually have the Russian president on the phone.
Wow.
Vladimir Putin has called the Heineken 00 hotline.
You get the big names,
right?
Dude. Damn.
Hello, Mr. Putin.
I did not call Heineken 0009 headline.
Why, sir? Wow.
What do you mean you didn't? This is the number.
Yes, we hacked into it.
Oh, I see.
Didn't have to call. I just had someone hacking into it by just showing up.
I got you.
Surprise! Hey, me.
So the big meeting is tomorrow between you and... What's that?
Yes, I have to meet Joe Biden.
Right.
Unbelievable. It's like I'm doing this all over again. For God's sakes, we already had this guy once.
Well, does that give you hope that maybe you could just continually be president forever and ever and ever, and even if you take a year off or so at some point?
That's the plan.
That is the plan. Now, what about cybercrime? Because there has been a tremendous amount of proven hackers that are based in Russia.
These are always saying these things you're saying with the, you did this, oh, it's so bad. There's no proof, there's no evidence whatsoever that we've done these things. It's all baseless accusations. In the words of a great man, fake news.
So you're saying that there's no cybercrime.
Yet, cybercrime, you did it. You're the one doing it. You're the one saying with all the badness and the bad things happening with cyberness, it's you.
But, I mean, we didn't hack into your elections.
Oh, how do I know? This is Alexei Navalny. He's in prison now. Someone tried to kill him. I think it was you.
But, I mean, it's pretty well established that you tried to kill him because he's the opposition leader.
Or is it?
That's a good point. You know, that's a
Thank
good...
Thank you so much.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
By the way, we've been looking at your search histories there, computers at your registration.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is this Pornhub?
Pornhub?
Pornhub.
Oh, that must be Sluggo.
Yeah, and I was also going to put together a concert for your birthday this year. Pussy Riot's going to play for you, man.
Oh, that's great, because I heard Apocalyptico canceled.
So do you expect the meeting to go well, or will it be very tense?
I believe it will be not so friendly between Joe Biden and myself. He once looked me in the eye and said, I see no soul inside of you.
Wow.
He said those words to my face.
That is kind of harsh.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Nicest thing anyone's ever said about me, by the way.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
There's a woman in Australia who won the Powerball. She won $50,000 on the Australian Powerball.
Wow, we're moving in with her.
And she said, I can't believe it. I won $50,000. And they called her and they said, hey, about that $50,000, it's $50 million.
Oh, man.
And you won $50
million. Okay, we're moving in with her for sure. I love her.
She was very shocked.
Yeah, I guess.
She's a nurse.
Oh, wow.
Who, you know, we love nurses.
Yeah.
She's a hardworking nurse that hasn't let the money go to her head. She says she enjoys splashing her cash on small luxuries and still goes to work.
It still works. You know, a lot of people say even if they won, they would still work.
I think that's true for a month.
Yeah.
Don't you think, like...
No.
Not for
vanish.
You.
Yeah.
No, but I think for most people, they would go, I don't need the money.
Right.
So...
Then you find something you want to do. I mean, to actually... But, I mean, nursing, that's great that she's still doing it. That's fantastic.
The Australian woman who is in her 40s and wished to stay anonymous says, being able to buy unexpected luxuries has brightened up my life the most.
I bet so.
But I don't think she understands the scale of it yet, or she doesn't want to.
Right.
So she said, here's an example. I love books. And to be able to go into a bookshop and buy whatever book I want.
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
You buy the bookstore, lady. You buy the whole damn store.
It's things that I did that I don't take for granted. Being able to buy fresh flowers is a luxury.
Wow. That's $5.
She's going to have to scale that up just a little bit.
Buy a field of flowers.
And having the ability to travel with the children is incredible. We never thought we'd be able to afford to do that. It was always out of reach for us.
I hope she's going somewhere super exotic with all that kind of cash. Probably
also,
just down
the
street.
She's donating to a bunch of charities.
Oh, well, that's good.
So
that's
I'm happy
awesome.
She won.
Yeah.
50 million. That's all. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
GNR X2 on a 2 for Tuesday. Pretending to be Nazareth there.
Here's a headline. Facts matter. COVID vaccine does not inject magnetic microchip. Have you seen the magnetic challenge? The vaccine magnetic challenge?
I just heard about this today, and I immediately, of course, went to my fridge and pulled off a magnet and saw if it stuck to my arm or not. I got a really thin one, a super thin one.
So see a light one?
Yeah, because apparently after you've had the shot...
Is it not? I thought it had to be, like, relatively close to when you got
it. I guess that's what I found out, yeah, because it wasn't...
Did it fall to the floor?
It fell through the floor, and I was greatly disappointed. I wanted to be magnetic. Yeah. Magneto. I mean, I was going to get a hat and everything.
Little scientist Sluggo was very disappointed
yeah,
that day.
I was running in and trying. I was very disappointed.
Let's talk to Marcy.
Yeah, because you just... Marcy, hi, Marcy. You two haven't ever met properly before, have you, Kevin?
Hey, Marcy.
Well, I mean, I run into Kevin all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, literally. Yeah.
Like, I'm getting off the elevator, and she doesn't wait. She just, barrels right through.
Yeah. Marcy, you are ready to get out of here almost as fast as I am, generally, right?
That's right. I'm looking back.
So now, have you tried this?
Okay. Yes. No, I saw this. My daughter told me this. This was shortly after I got my second COVID vaccine, about this trend on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sticking these magnets on their arm after getting vaccinated. I was like, yeah, right. You know, no. She went, she got a small magnet, like you said, Doug, very
right.
small, really thin, and she brought it up, and she stuck it to my arm.
What?
It stuck to my arm. Tried it on the other side, didn't work.
Oh, wow. Did you try it twice?
Many times.
What?
And it wasn't a strong pull, but I was like, this is absolutely right. I'm not a conspiracy theorist with all this vaccine nonsense, but... I mean, I have to say it was really weird.
I love that.
I mean, they do say that they're putting a tiny amount of metal or whatever in the
shot.
Whatever
it needs to be. Who cares? I mean, but that's just... So did you get video of it sticking to your arm?
I have a picture.
Yes.
I'll show you guys this picture. I mean, I don't know. Is it in the lipids? Whatever's in the vaccine, is that magnetic? I don't know what that is. We tried a bigger magnet and it didn't work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so little. So it's just a wee bit. It doesn't have much power, but...
That'd be so cool.
But it stuck. It stuck.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
I don't know. Aliens, are they trying to contact us?
So you only tried it that one day? Because I would try it every day after that.
Yeah.
No, I haven't tried it. I haven't tried it since. I should try it. And if it works, I will take another picture.
Yeah. Right. When did you have your last vaccine?
It was a couple days ago.
Yeah. Is there anyone that can bring you a magnet right now? I would love to see if you... You think you could find a magnet real quick?
I need to find that small one. Hang on.
Like maybe a flower on the fridge or something.
Nice, delicate flower.
Yeah, a nice, delicate flower magnet. I love this.
The small one that I had, it was a little bunny. And it was a little
See, I knew it'd be cute.
Of course it was a bunny.
I mean, we're not going to try it unless it's cute.
That's right. What's the bloody point if it's not cute?
That's what I'm saying.
So you're going to try it again?
I'm trying it again.
All right.
Okay, nope.
Oh, boo! Stupid magnetism.
Isn't that, what does that mean?
I think so, yeah, just, so you did it right after you got your second shot, is that right?
Yes.
Moderna?
Yes, Moderna.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that means, except for that maybe it's gotten into your system and it's not only located there in your arm.
Yeah, must be.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Or the aliens that built Stonehenge. Are trying to contact us.
Oh, that's another good thought.
See what they want.
I'll have to look into that one. 95.5 KLOS.
What are you doing over there? Hey.
Southern California's rock station. We just discovered this story, and I love it so much.
Right.
Clowns.
Oh, yeah.
There's a city in somewhere in Minnesota where they started having clown spottings again.
Isn't that weird? It comes and goes. I suppose maybe COVID shut it down for a while. All the clowns were sick and probably taking care of each other, and they weren't able to go out and scare people for no reason. Wandering around dressed as clowns.
I couldn't love it more.
I know a couple of people who, if they were to see clowns, out and about would just absolutely lose their minds. I mean, and it's kind of tempting as a result to kind of go do that.
That's what I think. It looks like a lot of fun. People freak out when you see a clown just like walking across the street. That's insane. So here's what the Facebook page reads from the police in Annandale. Annandale residents, concerns about a clown in the area have been brought to my attention. The Annandale police is aware of this individual, and we will continue to monitor the situation.
What, do they don't know who he is, though, or who
in
she
order to
is,
take or... any action about mm-hmm. individuals who are potentially concerning, we need to justify legal basis of terms of alarm or annoyance.
Right.
I don't think they can really do anything
about
this.
No, if you're
this.
Just wandering around on public property, dressed as a clown, staring at folk, what's there to say?
I don't think they can do anything about it.
No.
This happens every couple of months, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. It was dead for a while, if it were. And maybe it was down in the sewers. Maybe. You know, they all float down
and
there.
And then somebody else saw it and thought, oh, that would be really funny. And so I think this is the newscast.
I think we have it,
yeah. Right officials thing. In a central Minnesota community tonight.
Now, the Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently.
I like the way he says it. Multiple clown sightings
recently.
In a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently. And viewer Mary Faber just sent us photos and videos of at least one clown she spotted herself.
Man, I could send people video of clowns that I spotted all the time.
All day. Sightings are getting mixed reaction from residents.
They're not all positive?
Fox 9's Mitty Hicks reports some are pretty nervous about this, while others not concerned at all.
So would it matter if it was carrying a red balloon? Would that make it scarier?
Or, I don't.
Does it matter?
I honestly don't think you would need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking from the clown's point of view. I don't think you need to do that to scare people.
Very rough for us to think from a clown's point of view.
Just weird. You know, like, it's not a normal thing you see in a small town.
Katie Daniels is talking about
a clown running
around in the town of Annandale.
With a mask on.
She says its antics are anything but funny.
Its antics. Did you catch that? That was almost what's-her-face from CNN.
Anything but funny.
The person.
For residents like Katie.
You don't know what's going to happen.
They're wondering about the clown's intentions.
When I saw him scare the kids, I was like, nope, I'm done. Like,
yeah, no, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids. I mean, clowns are supposed to. I've never found clowns entertaining.
I didn't either.
I hated
them. Can you imagine being a clown?
No, that seems like you're, I don't know.
At the circus?
No, that's a lot of work. And
1-year-old parties at home?
Oh, and vomit.
You're sitting out in the car and you're putting on your makeup and you're sobbing.
You're sobbing.
That's not cool, you know. And he like literally ran right by them, and these kids are crying because
of no, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids. Scare the adults.
But
that's hilarious.
Running by the adults is funny
as hell.
That's
hilarious.
It's not a normal clown.
But
that's not a normal clown.
It's not a normal clown. That's not normal.
Others in this small town of about 3,300 believe the person is out to lighten the mood after a tough year.
I can guarantee you
that's not the case.
No, they get hired if they want to lighten the mood. They don't just wander out into the street.
I haven't heard of anything dangerous happening with him. I think it's just somebody out having a fun time.
It's probably her. She's the clown.
It's her, isn't it?
Yeah. No. The clown's cool, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried
about the clown.
Up the road in Maple Lake.
Okay, hold up.
No,
hold up.
No, is that what
hold
I think
up.
It is?
Yes.
No.
This is now, they're going to interview Queen Clown.
Oh, Queen Clown.
This is the, I guess, mother of all clowns? I don't know.
I hate the way her series ended. You know, it started off really good, and then it just sort of petered
out.
She
is playing a ukulele.
No, I knew it!
And she wants to stand up for her kind.
Another small town is a big player.
If you're happy and you know.
In the professional clown industry.
Oh, man, that song. That song has always angered me deeply.
The professional clown industry.
Rated R.
And you know, eat it now.
That's just frightening.
Sounds like porn.
Just that is frightening.
Manuel toured with the Ringling Brothers. the biggest circus in the country.
Make a note of it. It's the biggest.
This is the most important story she's ever done.
The most important clown.
And I'm right there.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah.
So now they've got a huge picture on the wall of maybe 10,000 clowns.
Ooh.
And she's pointing to one little spot. She's saying, I'm right there.
Sure.
You can't see anyone.
Do you ever see The Shining? You know?
Real clowns, true clowns, are people who just want to bring joy to other people.
Mm. Ah. I'll buy that. I will buy that. 100%. I don't get it. It seems really miserable.
Yeah.
But I believe that...
Maybe that's how you start?
Yeah. But not the ones wandering around on the street. You know?
I love those. I want to be one of those.
Pretty clever.
All right. If you were a clown.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have more from Queen Clown?
Maybe.
Says clowns get a bad reputation because of bad actors.
Or very serious announcers.
All right, I've heard enough. So, you were a clown.
If, right, yes.
That job of going to someone's birthday party and being a clown.
Yeah.
Especially in Southern California when it's hot.
Yeah.
And your clown makeup is running and the kids are punching you in the junk.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the thing. That's what kids are going to do.
I don't feel like that's a good gig.
No. How did you love it? You must love it. You must have a... Or you're torturing yourself.
I don't think so.
Let's find out.
All right. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You're a clown.
You're a clown.
You are or were a clown. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I know that you're kind of thinking now, Kevin, about dressing up as a clown and wandering the streets and frightening people. But I got to tell you, I'm talking to someone here who says, what did she say exactly? She just said, I want to hunt them and scare the crap out of them. And I know it's more than that. She's going to chase them down, man.
She's going to chase the clowns down?
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm going to ride a scooter. They'll never
catch
me.
You said that perfectly happily, like some sort of sick, demented clown. That was beautiful.
Sir, you're a clown?
Yes, I am.
It's another person in a windstorm. Are you?
You are a clown.
Well, I have been in the past.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore.
Why?
But it was a good time.
Why were
Why was it a good time?
And why did you stop if it was so damn great?
You know, I think at some point the kids start getting a little aggressive and start making...
That's what I would think.
I would think that would happen from day one, that the kids would be abusive.
They're kind of out to get you, aren't they, sort of?
Well, yeah, you start making them the balloon animals, and then they start wanting weapons out of them, and then, you know, it turns to chaos.
Right on. Well, I'm sorry you've given up clowndom, but thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS, are you a clown? Or someone you love, a clown?
No.
No?
But the word I got to say is John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I know someone who used to collect his artwork.
That's more than a word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you cheated on that. Hey.
KLOS, hello?
Hey, am I 13?
I don't know. When were you born? Hey, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Are you a clown?
Hi.
Another person
on Wayne's. My name is Shirley, and I used to be a clown, and I just wanted to call in.
Yes, please.
Okay, you used to be a clown. Was it ever fun?
It was always fun.
Real? Do you know how to play the ukulele?
Please say yes.
No, I do not.
Okay. What kind of clown were you?
I was a birthday clown for parties and grand opening.
And the kids were never abusive or anything?
No. As a matter of fact, they were mostly scared.
That's what you want out of your clowns. We have 1 second of nonstop rock coming up for $7,500.
What?
$7,500.
$500. Damn. Yes. And the latest from Cheap Trick, light up the fire.
I forgot to tell you earlier, there's also a man with perfect poop.
What?
Did you know that was a thing?
No. Same. Perfect poop?
Mm-hmm.
And did he find it with that camera toilet?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, I think his doctors
said, wow.
Yes.
We've never seen such perfect poop.
You have perfect poop.
Huh. What constitutes perfect
poop? Who knew that was a thing?
Yeah. I'm not striving towards that. I don't care.
Well, I think the guy has already been named who has perfect poop.
So I guess, well, what's the point,
Dad? You can't get any higher than that.
Throw in the towel.
There is a L.A. woman who said on TikTok, this is one TikTok, which can be 15 seconds or 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. This was a 60-second TikTok, one.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I am petty MF. I don't care what anyone says.
Right.
And she's talking about the guy that broke up with her. So her TikTok video shows her on a flight to Seoul, Korea,
okay,
which, by the way, is 6,000 miles.
Wow. That's a chunk of time.
Then in the airport before she goes to purchase wire cutters from a store. So there's little clips of video of every step of the way. So she goes to a store and she finds wire cutters,
right,
and she pulls them off of the through the rack.
Right.
And snip, snip, snip. An automated voice says, time to snip.
Time to snip.
So then you see her walking through Seoul, South Korea with the wire cutters.
All in 60 seconds.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
It's still happening.
Yeah.
Then she gets on a bus, and you're just watching the wire cutters like as, like they were on a trip. She buys a ticket, hopping on a cable car, takes her up to the south, to the top of North Seoul Tower.
Which I'm guessing is a very romantic-looking spot.
There's a lot of, I guess, things that people leave behind. It looked like maybe it was a... I couldn't tell. It looked like it was either a strand of hair, which makes no sense, or maybe one of those bracelets that they
right, the
can
kind
make.
Of hair bracelets.
And there were thousands of them on this spot. This is a spot where all leave them.
She's going back up there and going to find it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is commitment. Just that part's commitment.
She decided it was time to cut hers off, so her partner had dumped her. She went all the way up to the top, searched for an hour or two.
Wow.
Found the single one that represented their love,
right,
and snipped it right off.
Woo! Yeah, that is the way to do it. Don't leave that out there. Hell
is
yeah.
Is it the way to do it?
Yes, it's a good
use of...
You're
going to fly 6,000 miles to do that?
Great use of money. It's a great use of, like, safety, like, you know, testing how everything is on planes right now with COVID. I think it's wonderful.
Do you?
Well, I understand.
I don't think
it.
Wonderful is the is necessarily how everybody thinks it, but that's the actual scene where she's digging
good
through.
For her. I love that she actually found it. I mean, you know, you got to know. You're determined. You're going to Seoul.
Yeah, she's digging through thousands of other ones, and she finds the specific one. At least that's what she showed on her TikTok.
Did Dickweed respond to the former dumper? Oh, really? No, no response.
I don't think so.
Hey,
not that I've seen.
Look what I did.
Look how bad I am.
Look how much you suck.
That song is Cold Gin.
Yeah, Kiss.
Are you a member of the Kiss Army?
Of course. Okay. Not, no,
you're not. No. Okay.
But, you know, it's funny. Of all the stories you brought in today, young Kevin, the one that I had heard of is that they have now gin available, Kiss. That
How about
I,
that?
That I heard. I heard about that story. I was like, oh.
The band announced that in partnership.
Parsnickety.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. With Brands for Fans, and their very own gin label is appropriately going to be named Cold Gin.
Well, what do you know about that?
How about that?
Huh.
What a surprise. Kiss does seem to have a lot of merchandise. A
couple of things out there.
So I thought we would talk to perhaps one of the members of the band.
Wow. Who do you got on the phone?
Gene Simmons.
Hey. Oh, he's hung up. I didn't touch anything.
That was a little shorter than I hoped.
That was a little shorter. That's rude. Gene Simmons hung up on us. That's so weird.
You guys hung up on me right as soon as we were starting the bit.
Oh, I feel like it's a bit. I feel like you hung up on us, Gene.
No, I wouldn't do such a thing.
Okay.
Well, Kevin does have a history of doing that, actually.
That's true. Sometimes.
How are you, gentlemen?
We're good.
Good.
How
Thank
are you
for
today?
Calling, yeah.
You know, both handsome and beautiful and powerful men.
Thank you.
Sluggo, I used to actually call my dick Sluggo until 1978.
I can see that.
And then, it's true, I called my dick Sluggo until the Kiss Destroyer tour. And I was on tour, and I remember Geddy Lee pulled me aside, and he said, you know, you should call your dick something else. And I said, you're right. What should I call it? And he said, Gene Simmons' giant cock.
Well, that makes sense.
Ever since then, I've called my
Sure. That's great news. Hey, we wanted to talk to you about your gin.
My
gin. You know, your gin.
It's real.
Nope.
Long, no. Incredibly powerful.
G-I-N. Gin.
The beverage. You can drink it,
remember,
but.
Gin. Do you remember the laser in Real Genius? It went right through walls. It just kept on going through the. That's
yes,
my brands of gin.
Okay. That's not what we were asking about the drink.
Gin, the normal
gin.
Drink.
Gin.
Yes, gin.
In 1974, we wrote Cold Gin. Me and Ace Frehley, we were in a hotel. I believe we were in Hell's Kitchen. In fact, yes, I remember we were, because Bob Dylan and I, we tag-teamed Linda Ronstadt, left her completely, completely lifeless in a bathtub in Hell's Kitchen. And then Ace Frehley and I, we decided to write Cold Gin, and now... 40-some years later, we're making gin, Kiss gin, that's right.
Cashing in on it, if you will.
Is there any product that you don't have as a member of Kiss?
You know, a lot of people say, oh, you're such a sellout, Gene Simmons of Kiss, because you market everything. And I say, I am a sellout. I sell out every arena I play. That's right. Boom, in your face.
Nice.
So tell us about the gin.
Well, it's a beautiful gin, has notes of juniper, and it's best served cold. I developed this.
You don't know anything about it, do you?
I know a lot about it. I know, okay. I developed this. I developed this very special recipe in Israel. It's got fermented matzah inside of it. Benjamin Netanyahu and Bob Dylan and I were using the dog in a tent outside the Gaza Strip.
That sounds unlikely.
We found a young refugee, and she had a... And we all...
Come on now! Wow! What is wrong with
and
you?
If it wasn't for the fact that we had over 100 proof antiseptic gin, she would have died. We made it all the way back to Zizek's Road by Bun Boy. You understand? We're there in... Almost to the big from Israel. And if it wasn't for the gin, she would have died right there.
Does seem miraculous.
Humanitarian project.
How much is it? How expensive is it?
It's $5,000 a bottle.
You're just making this up.
The labels by Banksy. Everyone.
Every single one of them.
A different one each one.
We use an incredibly strong epoxy to make sure that people just didn't go rip off the label. In fact, I developed that epoxy in 1978. I was in a hotel room in the meatpacking district with Joey Ramone, and I booked Joni Mitchell. And she passed out. You understand? She passed out. And all of my people, they dried on her face. And Joey Ramone pushed a Pop-Tart on top of it. Next thing I know, 4 weeks later, it's still cemented to Joni Mitchell's face. And I said to myself, 40 years later, I said, if I ever make a product with a label, I'm going to use that as my... God darn it, Joey Ramone's passed away, so I had to do all the extracting of the label on my own.
Come on. I think we've heard enough about your gin, though, to be honest.
Oh, come on. Don't you have time to let me explain how Harvey Weinstein's misunderstood?
Nope. No, we do not. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Why did they make all those weird noises in that song?
That wasn't them.
That was Rivers making odd sounds.
Listen, I occasionally stumble over words.
What?
Occasionally I have problems putting words in the right order.
This is news to me.
Which makes my choice of vocation odd.
That is a fact. I can't deny
Strange
that.
Strange choice. But I've been recording a lot of commercials here, and Stuart is our production guy.
Stu, baby!
It's Stuart, if you're my mother.
Well, yeah, there you go.
It's Stu.
Mom
it's
and Stuart.
For my friends.
It's Stuart.
And my enemies.
If you have created a, what did you call it? A symphony. Yeah. You called it a symphony of ineptitude. Those were your words. You got halfway through symphony and you looked at me like, does he have a sense of humor? What this? Symphony of ineptitude.
This is far more than a moment. This is a mega mix.
This is a mega mix of a lot of my mistakes from recording
commercials.
Commercials.
Sam and Ash, what have you.
And Stuart just sits there and laughs and just pushes like, all right, save, save, save.
Well, yeah. Stu, I got to ask you now, when I come in and screw up, I just let fly with a stream of profanity.
Yeah, dude, massive you are amount a of cussing artist.
Really
the
foul.
Magnitude I've never experienced in my professional
so
life.
So if I started cursing, you wouldn't be able to make these?
No, I'd be able to make even bigger.
All sorts of beaners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is this edited?
What? No. You've got a screaming voice that's like,
it's piercing.
Wearing this mask.
I don't know for sure.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, anyway, you're great, and you're great.
And sure, yeah. Listen, the point is we're great. Now, what's going to follow is about a 2.5 minute clip.
Is there a lot of foul language on this, dude? Oh, am I going to have to hit the dump button?
Oh, no, you mistakes don't have to. Okay. And me just trying to say words.
Right.
But you know what is also remarkable, and I think it should be brought forth, is that, you sniffle a lot. I mean, if you didn't know, you'd just assume you guys were doing gaggers all afternoon.
What? No, I don't know what you're talking about, my friend.
And you need to do. I don't want to blow the surprise, but
I need to do less of it.
No. There's a phrase that you say a lot, and we'll hear it.
All right. So this is me trying desperately to say words.
Okay.
Test. 1, 2, 3. All right. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you.
Yes, I'm ready.
Kevin here. Hold on. I think that's my email bullshit. All right. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow. Okay, I had to swallow. Had to swallow. Kept, you son of a bitch, what?
Wow, I gotta swallow a lot.
And then, bam! He bit into a candle that smells like her vagina. Again, what the f***? All right, you rolling? That is stupid. Gotta swallow. I imagine with all the tequila shit, even if it was in a bar fight. Sorry, I had to swallow. Sorry, I gotta swallow. Sorry, I can't stop swallowing. Listen, I'm a child. Gotta swallow. I have a lot of spit. Is that weird?
Not for you.
I don't know, dude. Kevin here. You know I love my car chases. This one yesterday involved, God damn it. Now he's chilling. Shit, man. Oh, dear Lord. I'm going to start again. Kevin here. There's certainly no shortage of... holy shit. I'm sorry. And she lost her footing. I think I need to go back in there for a minute. Okay. What the fuck is happening? Wow. How fucking juvenile is it that she says, Beneath, is there a, great, aren't they a company? Wow. What the fuck? Who says it's a great company? Wow, it's unbelievable. Nope. Sorry. I have a lot of spit, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that.
Swallow.
Sam and Ash... Sam and Ash are devoted to helping accident victims. Helping. Sorry. Fans have been... Sorry. Fans have been really out of control lately. That was a good read.
Was it?
That over. Yes, it was.
You know, I don't know
and
what
by
this...
By the way, him, he had to... You deleted about 90% of what I've done.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
You know,
the mistake.
I only took the
90%
cream.
Of the mistake.
The cream of the crop.
Yeah. I don't know what this means, speaking of what you just said, yeah. But he never talks about swallowing in here with me.
Sorry.
I mean, what is that about?
I don't know.
Stuart is hot.
What the hell?
Says his mom.
Dude, you've gotten away with saying Stuart more times than anybody I've ever heard. Stop it.
The moment with Kevin Megamix.
That was fun, wasn't
Thank
it?
Thank you, Stuart.
Oh,
stop it.
Isaac.
It's Isaac.
Well done, Isaac Alvarez.
Well done, Isaac. Alvarez.
We have this Disney Jam pretty much every day. Heidi and Frank will tell you in the morning what it's going to be. And when we play it like we just did, you'll be caller 25 like Isaac just did in Corona. And you get a 4-pack of passes. It's your choice. Which park do you want to go into? Disneyland or California Adventure? So very cool to be sending people back to play.
Agreed.
Have fun.
With public in public places with people.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Very bizarre.
I don't know if you saw this. The man who slapped the French president. Did you see him? Did
you see this I heard about it, but I didn't see it until you showed me the picture of the president being escorted quickly away. Get him out of here. He's been slapped.
He was doing one of those meet and greets along a rope line.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy reached out and shook his hand mm-hmm. with his right hand and then slapped him in the face with his other
That's
one.
That's not a sucker punch. That's a sucker slap.
It's a sucker slap.
That's pretty.
And I was just asking you off the air, do you remember ever seeing a world leader being slapped?
I absolutely do not. The only thing I remember is George W. Bush getting a shoe thrown at him, which he dodged.
Which he ducked quite well, yes. The man allegedly slapped French President Emmanuel Macron, I believe is how you say his name, in the face, ran a club for enthusiasts of medieval swordsmanship.
Okay.
His name was Damien Terrell. President Macron was on a trip to the country to take the country's pulse after the pandemic with less than a year to go before the next presidential election.
Apparently it's to slap. That's how everybody's feeling.
And he was doing a walkabout.
Southern
France as he greeted people. And the guy shook his hand, shouted, "Down with Macronia!" Which apparently was a war chant when they had a monarchy in the 1800s.
Wow. Wow.
His friends describe him as someone who was, quote, a bit lost and geeky. Other friends described him as a man who loved period role play, lived with his mom, and did not cause trouble.
Well, so that's slap is sort of like a he's challenging him to a duel.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, yes. Used
in France, that's
gloves.
What it is.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
A charge of assault against a public official carries a maximum sentence of 3 years in jail and a $45,000 euro fine.
Ooh, that's a lot more than.
Do you want to talk to him, the guy that slapped the president?
The guy that
Daniel
yeah,
Terrell?
Absolutely.
Yes. We have him on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Nice. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hello. How are you today?
We are good.
Well done, by the way.
How are you, sir?
I am furious with Macron. This will not stand with you.
Well, I mean, I think he's the ruler of France, pretty much. And there's a government, and they have laws, and you broke them.
Down with Macronia. He is ruining the entire country of France.
Okay.
Were you challenging him to a duel with the slap, or what was that?
Oui, oui, yes, I was challenging him to face me with a weapon of his choice. Could be, I don't know, baguette or some fromage.
You want to fight him with cheese?
Yes, we have the age-old cheese fight from the old medieval days, which I love so much.
Right. Maybe too much, some would say.
And he and I would face each other at dawn for the honor of France, which he is ruining with his stupid policies.
Okay. So did you get to at least say, I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Drool? Hold on, a drool.
A drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
Did you get to say...
I am not drooling. I want to fight. Right. That would be disgusting with the drool coming out.
Right, no, but what I meant was, did you get to challenge him to a duel, or did the security take you down?
Unfortunately, they took me down before I could get the word out. Yeah. And then I tried to call the presidential palace, but they won't take calls anymore since Yahoo DJs fooled another president and made them very angry.
The other station, that ruined it for everyone?
Oh, those guys.
Ruined it for everyone. Now I can make a drool with him.
Well, thank you for taking some time today. We appreciate it. I don't know what you said, but thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I've made a lot of fun of you.
Who, me?
Yes.
Have you?
Especially since I found out that you used to read a dictionary when you were a kid.
I'd throw it open and look for the naughty words. And then, if they had the naughty words, then I'd point them out to my friends and go, ah, ha, ha, ha.
See what it says here?
Yeah. And then I started kind of reading it more for real. And you know what? I just saw this today.
No,
and weird you would say that.
You can't read it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not a reading thing where it's like a beginning, middle, and end.
Look, I know reading is for losers.
Right.
But, yeah, I would just find a word that I didn't know or I'd hear someone say all the time. And I just saw this today. Kevin Murphy.
You have so much of a better vocabulary than I do as well, though.
But you were an English major.
So what?
Well, I mean, you know, I think you probably could dig it out of there. It's got to be in there somewhere hiding.
Maybe.
Kevin Murphy of Mystery Science Theater 3000, Tom Servo, said, and this is really weird, just happened to like this today, shout out to all the weirdos who spent their childhood randomly reading dictionaries and other reference books for fun. I was like, Tom Servo's on my
Somebody
side.
Somebody sees me. That's so weird.
Yeah, but you know, if I found, there were certain key words, like the dread F word or the dread S word.
Sure.
If they were in a dictionary, then I was on board. I'm like, okay, this dictionary doesn't suck. I'll read it some more.
So you thought because you found those words, the rest of it must be good, too?
Yeah, there'd probably be some interesting naughty things that I didn't know about we could find.
Did you find naughty things?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You'd find, you know, every weird word that, you know, got used by the adults that I didn't understand. And I'd be like, okay, now I understand. I still don't know exactly what they're doing. I have a better idea. And that's kind of fun.
So people did make fun of you? Or did you tell them that when you were a kid? Because I would guess that wouldn't go over well with your classmates.
Not true, but I would win them over by pointing out that fart was in this particular dictionary. Look, fart, passing of wind. And they would get a good laugh, and then, you know.
And then you'd slip out the back.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, what are you reading that dictionary for, nerd? I mean, look, fart's in here. Oh, fart!
That would turn them all?
Yeah, sort of work.
Wow, fantastic. All right, so we're going to take calls from you if people think or thought you're a weirdo.
Right, and why?
Because, fill in the blank.
Yeah, looking for weird reasons people thought you're a weirdo.
Why did people think you were a weirdo?
Why do people think you're a weirdo besides your job, young Kevin?
Because I can't do my job. I would guess. I'm very poor at it.
Went into radio and can't communicate. I'm really actually lucky I get through a single sentence. I don't know if you've noticed.
Please.
But generally,
that's my specialty.
No, it's mine.
Stay in your lane.
Let's fight about it. See and screw up the most.
So 818-955-KLOS. People think you're weird because?
We want to know.
Fill in the blank. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about people thought you were weird. Sluggo read the dictionary as a kid.
Loved it.
I loved it.
Came across the word cunnilingus in the dictionary. I was a happy kid. I'm like, oh. Well,
so
I'll
we're
be.
Taking some phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. People thought you were weird because?
Because I was born without a belly button.
Really?
How does that work?
I had this problem when I was born called gastroschisis, like 1 in 100 or something.
Right.
And basically, it's intestines born on the outside, and when they put them back in, they sewed up my belly button, and I don't have a belly button.
Wow, that's funky. Did you pretend awesome. As a kid that you were an alien? Because I would have made full use of that, I think.
I did a little bit of that, and I don't know. It was just kind of weird. It was more hurtful, I guess, kids used to take on me a little bit. But
yeah, I would think. It's going to be rough. Like, you can't go swimming because kids are so nice. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wow. The thing about kids. They love things that are different yeah. than them.
Hey, point that out!
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. That's
thank you.
Very interesting. I've never heard that before.
KLOS, people thought you were a weirdo because...
I was a weirdo because I was the only fat kid in a school full of skinny kids.
Oh, that would be...
How
annoying.
Are you the only fat kid?
I grew up in the mountains. Everybody was really active, and I was the only kid that was bigger.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah, that is.
That is rough.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Is this Kevin and Sluggo?
It is, yes.
Oh, my goodness. oh, my God. I'm a huge fan of you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. I wasn't even expecting this.
Did people think that you were weird because of something?
Probably
because
you like this show, for one thing.
Yes, absolutely. That's one. I was weird because I was...
He hung up.
Hello?
They got to him. I'm not sure who they is.
Hello?
Wow.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, there
yes,
you are. We found you.
I'm so sorry.
And off
yeah,
you.
So for being young, I'm 22, so a lot of kids thought I was really weird for listening to classic rock and you know, being into deep tracks and stuff.
Right.
And,
I can
know,
see
just
that.
Being who I am. Yeah. I was an outcast.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, if you notice, though, I should think a lot of, especially if you know any younger kids, they're totally into rock now. It's like a big
thing. It is changing. It yeah. is changing, thank goodness.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling, weirdo.
Yeah, thank you.
We love you. Keep listening.
I did put my name into KLOS, actually, to do some content creation, and I sent you a message, Kevin, on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
You did?
No, I didn't really, but I'll check.
Well, I totally believe that. I like believing it.
I will check, though.
Right, we will check it out. Thank you for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, you are a weirdo because?
I am a weirdo because I am 55 years old. I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons still to this day for 44 years. Uh-huh. I still wear members-only jackets, and I collect medieval armor and weaponry. The inside of my house looks like the British Museum.
Wow! Right on. Well, I think that's good. You stand up for your right to do that.
To be weird.
Something. Deal.
You're firing on all cylinders, though,
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Yeah.
I'm not weird. I'm just magic center.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS. If you a weirdo for some reason.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. When you're a kid, if somebody's different, you think they're weird.
Yeah.
As I become an adult, though, I think weird people make the world go round.
Absolutely.
Everybody else is pretty dull.
Yeah. Nothing
weirdos,
surprising.
Yep. Right. And weirdos are the spice of life.
Hell yeah.
I love it. Yep. So we're taking phone calls of people thought you were weird because, and you've been holding on for a long time. Hello?
Hello? Oh,
hey.
Sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, I was weird in high school. We had this talent show in class, and I drank water through my nose.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
That's fantastic.
And then the next kid would come up and do their talent show thing, and the teacher's like, wow, that was cool. But can you drink water through your nose?
Can you drink alcohol through your nose now as an adult?
Man, we went to a high school party, and they're like, hey, you got to do a shot through your nose. So, of course I did. Burn like hell.
Of course it does.
Right on. Thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS. You are a weirdo. Why is this?
Yes, I am a weirdo.
All right. How come?
You're a creep. You're a weirdo. You don't belong here.
Yeah, I am a creep and a weirdo. I don't have a cell phone, and people don't like it.
I don't have a cell phone. That is weird.
Good for you.
And I'm 50.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
You never had one?
Never had one. I ain't buying into it.
Nice.
It's going to be a thing, though.
You think it's going to take off?
Phones, yes.
I didn't have a bank account or an ATM card way into my mid-20s, late 20s.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, something like that.
You and me both.
Yeah, right on, man. All right, thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS. Why are you a weirdo?
Hi. People think I'm weird because of the way I eat my French fries.
How you eat them?
How could you possibly eat French fries that people think is weird? You put them up your nose?
I'm generally not anymore.
Okay.
I'm generally not a French fry fan, so if I'm going to eat them, I only like the starchy, mushy part. So I hold the two ends and bite down in the middle. And by the time I'm done with my meal, there's like a macabre pile of French fry crispy ends.
Did you say macabre pile?
Did.
Oh my God, I love you. You're the best human on the planet.
I love you too.
That is awesome.
You rule. Thank you for calling.
Hi, KLOS. Why are you a weirdo?
Well, when I was a kid, kids would make fun of me because I had two different colored eyes. One blue and one green and dark, dark brown hair.
I think that's super interesting.
Yeah.
Did it become interesting to people as you got into your
20s? Yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah. They are like, you have the most beautiful eyes.
And,
like, I did that then, too.
Oh, kids are so weird, aren't they? They just don't get it.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Nope. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's it for me and Sluggo.
Somewhere Carol Burnett is very upset that you cut off her song.
Mm. She's very upset you were singing her song.
I suppose that's probably true. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow.
You know, isn't there something very familiar about this goodbye break?
I don't know what you're saying.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
So, did you get to at least say I challenge you to a drool, or did the security
drool?
A drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
This has been a moment with Kevin. With Kevin.
Have you ever been unclothed from the waist down?
This has been a moment with Kevin.
It was on this day in rock in 1949 when Andy Scott, guitarist for Sweet, was born in Wales. It was on this day in rock in 1977 when Marvel Comics put together that magazine, the comic based on Kiss, drawing blood from each band member by a registered nurse, and then, of course, put into the actual printing, the red ink. Do you remember that, when that happened?
I do.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
What year did Apple launch their streaming service, Apple Music?
1998.
It was on this day in rock in 2015, man. So you're really close.